T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
803-0550 to join us. We're proud to announce that Sean McDermott is now going to be joining us every Football Friday during the season. And the Bills head coach is on our Wester hotline. His segment is brought to you by McCollum Christofferson Group. Unlock your financial future. Visit your wealth advisor, mcg.com. By Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. And by the Buffalo Store, West New York's favorite place to shop. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Good to be on with you.
Hey, you're up early enough. If you want to go at 6 on Fridays, you just let us know. You're probably up like an hour and a half prior to that.
Well, from time to time. Yeah, I mean, whenever you guys want to go, we can roll. We can roll whenever. I'm just happy to be with you guys on a beautiful morning in Buffalo.
Well, it's a good morning. I was going to say, we get to Fridays and it's TGIF. Friday for you is kind of like ramping up. So as yeah. As the week goes along, what are Fridays like for you?
Well, no, we call these fast Fridays. It's an opportunity for us to get in and polish up our work and then practice. We want to run practice as close to game speed as we can, and that goes for the guys that are given the look on the other side of the ball, so that we can as much as possible emulate what a game speed would look like.
Hey, Sean, typically for you going into a season, you know, I'm curious, like, what kind of a handle do you get on your team? You know, every team is different, right? Each year, each team's identity, their personality, the mix of players, their strengths, their weaknesses, it changes from year to year, right? Even with the successful programs, there's always change. When you get to this point and you're getting ready for the opener, how much of a handle do you think you have on your team? And if you do you have a good handle on this year's squad?
Well, yeah, to your point, Howard, it differs every year. Every team's and every year's different. So the personalities are what make up a team. The people are what make up the team. And that's why putting a team together every year is like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. It's and sometimes without the box top, it's a challenge. And so, you know, we feel good about the guys we have in the building. And I think that what you'll see and what you've seen to this point is a team that likes to play together. They play as a team, and they understand the value of putting the team first. And so, but it's different every year. It's a challenge, and I'm just happy to be a part of this group of men and the staff here and the organization. We've got a great organization, and excited for the season.
I feel like you can't do the jigsaw puzzle without the box top.
Make it tough.
There's no
guy. Certainly makes it harder, right?
Yeah, you're flying blind. I mean, it really seems hard. I'm just thinking about that. Josh Allen, of course, Sean, is on the minds of many Bills fans and is a big story this season. So Josh Allen now at the beginning of year two versus maybe the Josh Allen at the end of year one, what differences do you see in him at this point?
Well, you know, we noticed early on when he came back to us in the spring a different level of maturity. He had worked. It was evident early on that he had worked on his technique. He had worked on his body. He had put time in when he wasn't with us in the off season, and so a better understanding of the offensive system, and then also with adding some pieces around him, and you know, most importantly, our offensive line. We feel that he's taken steps in the right direction.
That offensive line, ideally, you probably want to see it together a little bit more during the course of the preseason and training camp. But as you head into the opener, are you confident that because you actually, not just that you have a line to put together, but you have veterans, you have guys that have been there before, with the exception of Cody Ford?
Yeah, right. We were forced a little bit. Our hand was forced due to some injuries in the spring and in preseason to move pieces around, which was not ideal. But you look at it from an opportunity standpoint, and what we were able to come out with, we believe, was movable parts, guys that have played different positions now, and if it happens during the season, we're able to move people in and out. And then also, I think, you know, within that, it built some resiliency and some toughness, and not that they weren't tough guys to begin with, but I think it just hardened us up a little bit, if you will, up front, which is a good thing.
Sean, with the offensive line going into camp, there was the mindset or the belief, you, Brian Daboll, Brandon Bean, whoever, hey, we're out there, just find the 5 best guys and we'll let those guys play. Do you think you know who the five best guys are, or are you still working your way through that at this point?
No, we are. You know, I believe that we feel good about the five that played in preseason and probably better than we had originally anticipated. Having Mitch back in the five is certainly a benefit and a boost. The challenge there is some of the continuity because he's been out all the preseason and most of the spring, just to be able to, you know, build the communication that's necessary and the cohesiveness. But that said, you know, he's going to play and he's going to it's important he gets out there for us and he'll build it and we'll build it as the games and reps move forward here.
Whether it's continuity, which you just brought up, or, you know, a rookie who's trying to get comfortable in the NFL, will you guys settle on a spot for Cody Ford, or would you leave that door open to, hey, you know, it could be guard, could be tackle?
No, it could be both. You know, we feel good about Cody at both positions. He's been extremely resilient and mentally tough as we've moved him in and out of both positions. Again, some due to injury and some wanting to see where he's best in the position he's best suited for. But we feel good about both positions. Cody's extremely tough, extremely mentally tough, as well as physically tough, and he's off to a great start as a rookie.
The running game, and your answer might tie into the offensive line discussion, the running game outside of Josh Allen was not good last year. You've overhauled the entire running back group. If it's going to be better this year, what or why would you have confidence in more production from your running game this year?
Well, again, it starts with people, and our offensive line has been reshaped. Brandon Bean has done a good job of bringing in people that we feel like fit us in terms of their DNA and really enjoy playing offensive line and what it means to be an offensive lineman. It's unselfish. It's guys that want to work extremely hard and really aren't really out for having their names in the paper, quite honestly. And that goes a long way when you're talking about building a good offensive line. And being able to run the football in Western New York, as we know, is important. And as we go deeper and deeper into the season and hopefully into the playoffs, being able to run the football is extremely important.
We've got fantasy owners texting in wanting to know who's going to get the most carries. Well, I don't think you're going to tell us. But is that a feel thing for these guys? See, I mean, Devin Singletary, there was a lot of talk about how you guys wanted to see how he came along in the preseason. Is there kind of a process, I guess, in how he comes along in the regular season as well?
Yeah, Jeremy, there is. I mean, it's he's a rookie, and we've got a number of rookies that are going to play this weekend, and guys that are in key spots, and so that's exciting, nerve-wracking a little bit for me, but exciting that they're going to have great opportunities to help our football team now and also in the future. But with respect to the backs, it's more game plan specific in terms of how we feel like we have to play the game to win it. And then who factors into the game plan based on what the defense is giving us and trying to take away at the same time.
You say a little bit nerve-wracking for the rookies. Are you more nervous about a rookie starting, or is the rookie himself more nervous?
It's probably close to even, quite honestly. I mean, you know, the thing with young guys is they bring you great energy. They certainly add to our team, and I feel good about the crop we have to this point. But there is no substitute, whether it's your job, my job, or their job in this case, for experience. And so, you know, we hope that they can learn from each and every game as they continue to grow and adopt that growth mindset.
One of the rookies, of course, is Ed Oliver. Kind of a two-parter here, Sean. What have you seen so far from Ed Oliver? And how much do you think his development has been helped early on when Kyle Williams has been around working with him?
Yeah, it's off to a good start as well. You know, the one thing you'll notice about Ed is he plays extremely hard. When that ball snapped, there's very few probably around the league to this point that play as hard as he does. It's just a process of him continuing to grow and adjust his game to what it was in college and the competition he played against. I mean, this is grown man football here, and in particular the position he plays. You're getting banged on every play, and that's a physical hand-to-hand combat situation down there. And having Kyle here was great. He was here this past week as well, and just really a calming influence for Ed and all the things that Kyle's seen, and being able to impart that knowledge on Ed has been very beneficial for both Ed and the entire defensive line.
Sean, one thing on the Jets, you know, their big pickup this offseason was Le'Veon Bell. Your run defense last year, for the most part, I think save for a handful of games, was good, very good. What kind of challenges does a guy like Bell provide for your defense on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit unique from the standpoint that he hasn't played in quite some time. So within that, I'm sure he'll be fresh and chomping at the bit. What we remember of him, because he has not, again, played in even in the preseason, and what we remember of him is extreme lateral quickness, great vision, great patience, and an ability to break tackles. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
One other thing before we let you go. When you were with us at camp, I know we brought up the new rule with the PI challenges. I'm not sure what you can or can't say, but when it comes to instructions or guidance with whoever is upstairs who is watching the replays and helping you out in that decision process of whether you want to challenge, did you give them any instructions or guidance when it comes to pass interference calls and non-calls, since that is now a factor this year?
Yeah, that's, you know, we spent a lot of time on the game management end of things, and all the way from the time the rules change in the spring up until and including the season. So what we've seen to this point as it relates to the OPI, DPI, is that many of the calls are not getting reversed. Mm-hmm. They're not getting changed. So, you know, we try and use that to help us make good sound decisions on game day. And sometimes challenges are just are challenges to help the people upstairs or New York take a longer look at some things. And because of the trade-off between a big gain and a gain that could affect the game. And so whether we see it significantly or not, sometimes we throw the challenge flag. But overall, what's happened with these OPI and DPIs is they haven't been reversed all that often.
So they really are sticking to clear and obvious. I mean, it's nothing. If it's borderline, don't even chance it.
That's what it looks looks like so far. You know, I think the number one thing we're looking for at this point is consistency throughout from the preseason, now carrying it into the regular season.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday, obviously, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Good to be with you this season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.